Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Forget that, right, folks? We are born by God's grace right here in the USA. Could you ask for any more than that?
Yeah, it ain't enough to know that we've got it good.
We do have it good. We do.
With the stars and stripes.
And
the eagle flies.
That's right. That's going to get us going for a Monday here. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hannon. Looking forward to finding out what is on your mind on this Monday, 4th of April, as we crank it up for another week. Looking forward to the conversation, as we always do. I spent Saturday at the Republican Convention in Bismarck observing the events there, so we can talk a little bit about that today. We do have Rick Becker on the show today, who graciously acknowledged the effort of his supporters to get him very close in a race against Senator John Hoeven. A couple hundred votes separated them. Think about this. 2,300 plus people that said, send me. I want to be part of the future. I want to help shape the Republican Party. 2,300, record number. And the difference in two of the key races, one that was unexpected for a chair of the convention, which was part of the effort we talked about a little bit on Friday, I guess, to alter the rules. And Barry Schaefer was the incumbent. Gary Emanuel, the former chairman, his name was nominated from the floor. And so there was about a 90-minute delay sorting all that all and getting a vote. A couple hundred votes separating those two. And same thing when it came to Rick Becker and John Hoeven. But Rick Becker got up and said, hey, let's unite. And let's realize this wasn't a loss. I agree with him. I think that's it's impossible to say that is not a large showing of people that are frustrated and want more fight. And that's okay. That's okay. That's what you're supposed to do. You get in the arena. But I also applaud Rick Becker, who said, let's unite. Let's unite. Let's remember who the white hat and the black hat teams are here. Are we going to get everything we want? Never. But I tell you what, one way the Democrats, who had the difference in those two races that I mentioned, 200 out of the 2,300 that were there making a decision, that's all the Democrats had at their convention for delegates. 10% of what Republicans have. So, a little difference of opinion within the family that dominates Republican Party politics, perfectly understandable. And I thought it was an inspiration to see that play out very civilly on Saturday. You know, people that have strong differences of opinion, some coming to say Senator John Hoeven needs to go back there and do his job, and others saying, no, it's time for a change, and like Rick Becker. And the presentations play out, the speeches play out, the discussion plays out, and everybody's shoulder to shoulder making a decision as Republicans which way to go. Very civil. Fantastic. Applaud Rick Becker at the end of it saying, Let's unite. Let's do this. And if you're new to the process, stay involved in the process. Great message. But to continue this battle benefits not the Republican Party, the Democratic Party. Where the energy and effort ought to be tuned right now is to say, Republicans win, Democrats lose. Continue that in the great state of North Dakota. And when those decisions are made, let your voice be heard. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I think it's fantastic. It's great. So my quick take, I welcome yours as well. Of course, that's why we call this What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn has made a bold prediction today. You can tell us whether you agree with him or disagree with him. Tell everybody what your bold prediction is today on this fourth day of April. Todd, you ready for Kevin's prediction?
Oh, you mean my Trump hater? I clearly don't want the best for the United States prediction because Donald Trump is not going to run in 2024.
Whoa. There it is. Oh, drop the mic.
Now, do you think Donald Trump's not going to run because he thinks he can't win? No. If he does decide, it's just my prediction. My opinion is that he won't run in another 2 years because I just think that he's not going to put his family through it. He's going to be 2 years older, and he doesn't want to put himself through. He's got a hole in one.
Everything he said is the exact opposite of this.
I just don't think he's going to run.
And what the heck does him getting a hole in one mean for him not running?
There's more golf to play. Listen, man, I mean, here's my point. My point is that I think by the time we get there, another 2.5 years, there's going to be a lot of reasons for him to not do this. But does that mean he's not going to be neck deep and involved in whoever is running and endorsing and being a kingmaker? Absolutely. He's going to have to be. But I don't think he's going to want to put his family and himself through that.
Todd, you want to add any bold predictions to the day before we get to the calls?
Wow. Kind of hard to top that. The ground. I'm a little surprised at that one.
Exactly right.
I don't think I could top that one. But
so you guys are sure he's running?
Well, everything he said leads us to believe he's running. Well, he's not indicated one thing that he's not.
You know, unless there's some huge switch in events between now and then, and hey, we got 2 years, a lot can happen in 2 years. Look at the last two. So, but wow, that would be a surprise. I think he's got a lot to offer either way.
I mean, no question about it.
If he runs, I'm voting for him, no doubt. If he does, great.
He always adds that little caveat, but he sometimes talks about if I'm healthy or something. So he's definitely head out. And Donald Trump's a showman. He knows the day he says he's not, he's less relevant than he is when he's maybe running.
Right.
So he certainly wouldn't telegraph that he's not. But I think just the level of frustration that Donald Trump has about how much he did in 4 years has been undone in a year.
Good point.
By Joe Biden makes it almost impossible for him not to run.
Not to, yeah.
I personally would rather he be a kingmaker than the king. But I don't think that's in his DNA. I just don't think it is. So, you know, it'll be very interesting to see what happens. And I think a lot of very good talent, Ron DeSantis being one of them, sitting on the sidelines just waiting to find out.
I just think,
and if he does run, it's his. You know, game over. Here he goes.
In this day and age, nothing would surprise me.
Yeah, no kidding.
Some people talk about he's going to run for Congress, and then he'll be made the Speaker of the House. When to say, I can believe that. I just don't think he wants to do it again. Deep down, I think he doesn't want that.
So there's
that BS. He doesn't want that all of the crap that went with it.
There's that. All right, let's get to the phones here on Monday. Find out what's on your mind. Dick and Garrison, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah. Good morning, Scott. Great to have you here, and thank you for all you do for the conservative cause. We appreciate that. Anyway, I was at the convention myself in Bismarck, and I'm not a first timer by any means. I've been to many, many conventions. And I guess what really came forward to me is that sometimes you vote for a candidate and sometimes you cast a vote against the opposing candidate. And I would say that Trump, I voted for the candidate. And in the case of like Romney and McCain, I was actually voting against the candidate that was opposing them. So anyway, it's an entirely different perspective in my mind.
And apply that to the convention this weekend.
That's exactly where I'm going. Thank you. So Rick Becker was a vote for a candidate. And I think and I pray and I hope that what Rick Becker started, figuratively and also symbolically, was the first shot fired that will be heard around North Dakota. He has fired a shot for limited government, constitutional government, and I think that's what all of his supporters wanted, and we really appreciate him articulating that. It's much like to me when Rush Limbaugh first came on the radio, he would get so many people who would call in and say, finally, someone is speaking my mind. Finally, someone is standing up for what I stand for and being able to articulate that. And I think that's what Rick Becker has done.
I think that's a good analysis. And I think that makes John Hoeven better. And Kevin Cramer and Kelly Armstrong and Doug Burgum, right? They need to recognize that a large percentage of the Republican conservative base do want limited government. And I think actually the voting records of all those people lead them to be able to say, I am, but they don't necessarily lead with it. They don't necessarily fly that flag, and I think it was a good weekend in that regard. Well said, Dick.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free in Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930 or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Petro Service USA.
Him, but he sure does get my business.
Press don't like him, but he sure does what?
He stands up for what he believes.
Stands up for what he believes. Who is this?
Have you heard this yet?
No.
Don't come down here trying to change things. We're doing all right in the sunshine straight. Stay out of my business. Leave our gov alone.
Leave our gov alone.
It's the Skinner, Johnny and Ronnie. I'm sorry, not Johnny. Johnny and Donnie Van Zandt.
who's the lead singer of 38 Special, and Lynyrd Skynyrd, both from Florida, wrote a song for DeSantis called Sweet Florida.
I love it.
Yeah, there you go.
I love it. Oh, I tell you what, PetroServe USA has a great lunch lineup today. I stopped both in Bismarck and in Valley City to and fro on Saturday to the convention and had myself a great cheeseburger and a little bit of chicken.
Sure you did.
One for lunch, one for dinner. PetroServe USA's home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Yearland, Chicken Alfredo in Glendon, NP Avenue Swedish Meatballs, 12th Avenue and I-29 Beefy Noodle today. You kidding me? Chicken Fettuccine or Cheesy Beef Potatoes, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Hot Beef in Harwood today. Off I-29 in Valley City, exit 292, Scallop Potatoes and Ham. They always have a great burger waiting, too. Made-to-order grill there. They're fantastic. All right, back to your calls, questions, and comments. If you were at the Republican convention and have some opinions on it over the weekend, love to hear from you today on the program. Let's go to Wyatt. Where are you calling from, Wyatt?
Regan, North Dakota.
All right, lay it on me. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, sure. Kevin Flynn, you're wrong. If you look, there's a clip out there floating around of Trump on the golf course in Mar-a-Lago. And the guy was introducing him, and he said 45th, and Trump interrupted and said, and 47th President of the United States of America. So he is going to run again.
I could very well be wrong. It would not be the first time, my friend.
Donald Trump is a showman. I mean, Donald Trump he's on the stage. He's constantly, I think that Kevin could be right, and you're right. He is definitely playing things like, hey, I'm going to run. Whether he does or not, I don't know. Anybody knows. I think it's more likely that he is running than not. Personally, just because I think of the frustration he has. Listen, we interviewed him not long ago, Senator Kevin Cramer and I, in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Did you hear somebody that didn't sound like he was going to run? I think you'll like my answer when I tell you. These campaign rules I can't tell you, but I think you'll like my answer. So.
I'll love it if he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All good.
So back to on the convention side of things, guys, I was there as an alternate. This is my first time getting engaged. Never paid, GOP party dues or anything like that. But I had a little mix-up, and I had to go to the office, and all the gals in the office were great to work with, but they were all supporting Hovind, and that's fine, whatever. I was there just to get informed, and Charles Tuttle was there. I don't know much about the man, but the minute he walked into that office, you could feel the tension in the room rise, and, I mean, they were there to get him out, and they eventually did. You know, they didn't, and that was something that not many people saw. And I just thought, we're all there united as one, supposedly, and then you have a man that's going for somebody else, and it was just an all-out target on his back, and he was just fanned out. I mean, he was there, and, Honest Abe looking with the top hat and all, and it didn't seem right, and it put a very foul taste in my mouth about getting involved again because it's so one-sided to the side of those that pay the big bucks to get who they want in, is what I saw it as. That's just my opinion.
Interesting. Well, Perry Schaefer's going to be here later today. We'll ask him why. I think there's some legitimate reasons for concern over Charles Tuttle, and maybe you're not aware of all the things that have transpired there, but in the time he's been in North Dakota, moved into the state, he is... He's been involved in some things that have been less than reputable and himself some personal issues in his past that would lead us to believe that, this is not somebody we want to have representing us as a Republican. Does he have some views that you and I would align with, Wyatt? Absolutely, but wrong messenger for it. Top hat or not. I mean, there's just some issues there that I think would lead anybody to be a little bit concerned. So that's probably what you witnessed. I'll ask Perry to explain that a little bit. But I think when you look at the 2,300 people, the delegates, you were observing them as I was observing them, having opinions very strongly of voting, saying here's who I want for convention chair, here's who I want for the Senate endorsement. Those people were heard. It was civil. They were engaging in the process. So I think everybody can hold their head high on having a robust exchange of ideas and coming out of there, to use Rick Becker's suggestion in the crowd, united going forward. Because here's the deal: you can have a little bit of a say. This had gone the other way, right? And John Hovind decides to retire. And all of a sudden, Rick Becker, on a statewide ballot, is a vulnerable Republican seat at a time we are going to be within inches of taking back the Senate. Right? John Hoeven could be the difference between taking back the Senate or not. Now, as frustrated as we all are, and I think John Hoeven could do a lot better to be vocal about how he is equally as mad as you are. I think the reason Donald Trump endorsed him, I think the reason you heard Kevin Cramer talk so forcefully in favor of John Hoeven, they've seen him in action. They know how hard he works when farmers come to him from North Dakota and say, hey, you know, our business is circling the drain unless you go fight this, right? Or the energy industry that says, right, we're done. We're done. This ESG stuff, if they get their way, we won't have an energy industry in North Dakota. And so you need some, you know, acumen. You need some negotiating skills. You need to be able to roll up your sleeves and play chess because you're on the Appropriations Committee. And John Hoeven does that. But he doesn't run around pounding his chest about it. And so that leads some people to say he's not a fighter. And, you know, we want fight right now. We want people to be as mad as we are about the direction of the country. But you got to be smart about it. And so I think all around, message received, heard, you know, and hopefully going forward, we'll hear that from our conservative Republican elected officials. And in the meantime, let's erect some firewalls here, right? What's happening in the schools?
Absolutely.
What school district are you in?
We're in the Wilton district.
Yeah, so what's on the shelves in the Wilton school district? I mean, is there babies are racist? Exactly. I mean, so we got plenty of fronts to fight on. And in my mind...
It all starts at home.
It does, and the 10th Amendment is real. As Governor Burgum said on the stage, look, the federal government was created by the states. Let's not forget that, for crying out loud, you know. So, yeah. Wyatt, good call. I will ask Barry Schaefer specifically about Charles Tuttle and what happened there. But I think there's more to the story that you should know before you judge that particular situation.
I'm sure there is. Like I say, I was just standing as a bystander, and it just seemed very unfair and one-sided, as if There was a large announcement to make sure at all costs don't allow this man in, and I didn't think that was fair because he was there just like I was. It could happen to me if somebody didn't like my opinion on something.
Yeah, and I think it was less about
either.
No, I understand. I think it was less about his opinions or who he was going to support, and more about past actions and some real concerns. So, one of which right now is playing out in the news related to the term limits petition. Stay tuned on that because there's some behavior there that's going to be, I believe, in the court soon. Wyatt, thanks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sacramento police are reporting Sunday that multiple shooters were involved in an early morning violence that killed 6 people and 12 were wounded. Police Chief Kathy Lester provided no information about the suspects or the motive for the shooting that happened a few blocks from the state capitol. All shooters remain at large. Ukrainian authorities are investigating possible war crimes by Russia after finding hundreds of executed bodies near Kyiv after Kremlin forces withdrew.
Bucha massacre is the most outrageous atrocity of the 21st century. By what we've seen in Bucha and vicinity, we can conclude that Russia is worse than ISIS.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba in the town of Bucha, 23 miles northwest of Kyiv city center, Reuters reported seeing a man executed with his hands tied behind his back. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Today by North Dakota's first pre-K through 12th grade classical education option. It's arrived. Capstone Classical Academy engages students to acquire wisdom, cultivate virtue, and pursue rigorous academic study with a Christian view. Students study what is good, what is true, what is beautiful for the purpose of glorifying God and benefiting their community. And Capstone is currently enrolling pre-K through 6th grade right now. So learn more or enroll your child, go to capstoneclassical.com. This is a first-of-its-kind collaboration with Hillsdale College right here in North Dakota. Isn't that great? So Hillsdale helping with the curriculum, and this is fantastic.
Boy, the more I find out about Hillsdale, too, the more I just love.
Incredible.
They do, yeah.
CapstoneClassical.com to find out more. CapstoneClassical.com. Joanne's been waiting a while here. Let me get her in. Joanne and Minot, and then Brenton Buxton, and then our guest Rick Becker today on What's on Your Mind. Joanne, go ahead. You're next.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me on. I was at the convention this weekend, and there was a lot of talk about uniting the party, which, you know, I don't know where I stand with all that, because I think what was frustrating is all these negative ads and texts came out about Rick Becker. And then we get to the convention and Kevin Cramer stands up and says, we're not enemies here. The enemies are out there. The last month I've been bombarded with negative ads about Rick Becker, and nobody says, you know, that was inappropriate. That shouldn't have been said. Like, we need to rise above that. That's not North Dakota politics. That's how you fight Democrats. It's not how you fight other Republicans. And I was really disappointed that nobody, not Perry Schaefer, not Kevin Cramer, and I even called John Hovind's office and said, are you guys going to say anything about this newsletter that went out with false accusations against Rick Becker and say, we don't agree with that? Or, and it's just crickets on that end when it comes to them stepping in and saying, yeah, this is wrong how we treat other Republicans. And then when Perry Schaefer was asked if we could discuss the rules, because that's where we should do it, is at the convention, he just said absolutely no. there was no room for discussing any of the rules.
I thought I remembered a vote where people stood up related to the rules, where they said, okay, the rules as agreed to, you agree, stand up, and if you disagree, stand up. And so I think that was voted on in the way they voted on conventions. That's what I recall related to the rules. I think actually the real rule battle was over the convention chair.
There were other things too. I think that people wanted to discuss, but it was.
Joanne, I'm with you. I'm Republican. I say it all the time. I hate a circular firing squad. I think it forgets who the real enemy is.
If anybody ever says anything, then like.
But I'm saying if you're a candidate running, so a lot of things were said about John Hovind too. He's not pro-life. He voted for this. That's part of the arena. You get in the arena and you're saying I want convention delegates to support me, and somebody else saying you want to. You're going to fire this stuff back and forth. I think specifically everybody was concerned on Rick Becker's side about the independent expenditure of the Brighter Future Alliance. That's not new. That can happen.
Right. Well,
it happens on both sides.
Thing, though. Yeah, no, we got a lot of texts. And when I called Hovind's office, that's what they said. It's just politics, you know.
Well, I got texts.
We can beat each other up.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, thankfully, that ends now.
Well,
yeah,
but we were fighting other Republicans. That's what was. I didn't understand. I felt like Rick Becker's campaign was done with integrity because he was asked and he said he would go abide by the rules of the convention. When Hovind was asked that, oh, we're just focused on winning on Saturday, they could never say, yeah, we would abide by the decision of the convention.
But if you're John Hovind, with the years of service, with a name ID, would you say, no, I won't run in the primary? You wouldn't do that either. Rick Becker wouldn't have done that. If he was the longtime incumbent. It's just, Rick Becker was a challenger, and Rick Becker was very smart to do what he did, to say, I'm going to abide by the convention rules, because it respected the fact that people are there deciding what they're going to do. It was a smart, smart move on his part. John Hovind's a longtime incumbent. He's going to say, am I going to let 2,300 people decide my fate, or am I going to let the entire state decide my fate? As an incumbent with that name ID? Well, no, but because Rick Becker obviously would be the challenger and wanted to respect the delegates. It's just different strategy, Joanne. None is right or wrong or good or evil. It's part of the process. I understand why you're frustrated. I do. Because you were a Rick Becker supporter and you didn't like things being said about Rick Becker. I get it. But that's what primary battles are about. Brent and Buxton, let's get you in here quick and then I got to get to Rick. Go ahead, Brent.
Yeah, I had a couple of quick comments there. The reason there aren't very many Democrats compared to Republicans, I think, is because they're all in the Republican Party.
Truth to that, absolutely.
And you kind of got after Rick Becker about his religious beliefs. Do you know what John Hovind's religious beliefs are?
Well, I do, only because I spend more time with John Hovind. I actually been to Mass with John Hovind. Was part of an effort where he was knighted as so I do. And by the way, Rick Becker's cleared up the question of his faith, did that very well, both at the convention and also on the show.
And then the other comments that I had were the soil in the Red River Valley of North Dakota is really high in carbon, along with the soil in the Ukraine. That's what makes the soil so fertile. Just kind of ridiculous that they want to bury that carbon way underground where it's no good to anything. And I know a lot of farmers listen to your show, and I'd like to encourage them to plant food, not ethanol maybe. The ethanol corn, as my understanding is, you can't really eat it. And the way things are looking, there might be food shortages coming down the line here. And they need to focus on improving their soil health. Anhydrous isn't very good for the soil. And if they could turn their material back into the ground, like straw and stuff like that, might be a good idea.
All right, Brent, thanks for sharing your 2 cents there today on the program. And, those are decisions every grower's got to make, right? And I think with the value-added options that are out there now, corn, soybeans, are not to want to say, I'm going to grow something I can sell, a few miles down the road. So everybody's got to make those decisions based on themselves. But bless those that are planning, planning the crops that are ultimately going to be on our tables. That's for sure. We need that, too. So appreciate the comment. Rick Becker is here after a weekend of enormous success, really, for the Republican Party. When you think about 2,300-plus people, a record of delegates, and that certainly was a testament to Rick Becker and to a group of folks that came in saying, I want to help shape the future of the Republican Party, and I think every Republican ought to hold their head high. And no doubt about it. I also agree with that caller that, you know, that big of a difference where you got Democrats with 10% of what Republicans had suggests there are some Democrats that would say, hey, I'm going to go be over here because I have a chance of influencing there. I have no chance of influencing anything over there, so that's why you got to be watchful. Rick, welcome back to the program. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
So just give me your overall impressions after the weekend. What's on your mind?
Well, my impression was that it was great. This weekend was great for the Liberty Movement and for the conservative faction of the Republican Party. For us to come, all we needed to do at the convention was flip about 100 votes, and we would have beaten John Hoeven, who's, the Goliath of politics in North Dakota. So, and to get the delegates he did, he and his team had to work their butts off. They had to pull out every trick in the book and every, all hands on deck. They really, really worked. In the end, they just outplayed us, and that's the nature of politics. It's interesting because I think we clearly had passion on our side. We had the principles on our side. We had the people who are concerned about moving America in the right direction on our side. Had the convention been held, say, 3 weeks ago, we would have won handily. But what the Hoeven camp was able to do strategically, politically, very, very, very good job, is that in these last 3 weeks, they were able to fill in the empty delegate slots. They were able to call in people and say, we need you, so on and so forth. And each day and each week that went by, our lead of delegates started to narrow more and more and more and more until, we got to the convention. And so it was a victory, frankly.
And you said the conservative faction, the word faction, and it has been, hey, we're not a faction. But I agree. That's, there's factions. There's passion on both sides. It's why you count the votes, right? So I think faction in the case of a conservative faction is a good thing. I think that the numbers proved there's a lot of people unhappy. And they want more fight, and I think that's good. It's a fight in the family.
Sure.
Your comments at the end were very gracious to say, let's unite and let's go out and save America. Where do you go from here in that front?
Well,
what do you suggest there?
Let me just touch on that for a second too. When I ran against Stengem for governor, he closed out and commended my campaign for being an honorable campaign. And we held an honorable campaign this time as well. And it was very unfortunate that, we had been labeled, nasty and detrimental to the Republican Party and all of that. And that's the nature of politics. And it's somewhat unfortunate because the establishment will go and do that. And so it's funny because at the end of the governor campaign, we were honorable. During the, Hoeven campaign, we're suddenly nasty now at the end, and now that it doesn't matter, now we're honorable again. And there's this weird double standard, and I'll bring that up from your previous caller when she was talking about the smear campaign. You're kind of giving a pass. Anything we do that could be just construed as being negative is brought up. And this a Brighter Future Alliance, what a incredible smear campaign. And we say, well, that's just an independent expenditure. Hoeven can't control that. And you and
hang
I both know, Scott.
Hang on one sec. We'll finish this on the other side.
His friend and former campaign manager.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Patriot Mobile's mobilizing freedom. America's only Christian conservative wireless provider offering broad nationwide coverage. Little known secret, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. That's how it works. So you can buy them Patriot Mobile and send your monthly bill to a company that shares your values, supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, your constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. That's Patriot Mobile. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Now more than ever, it's very important to support companies and organizations that share our values. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. Your activation fee waived with the code FLAGFAMILY. Or call our U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. to Patriot. Okay, back with Rick. The went to break and you were making the point that the what is the group called again? Brighter Future Alliance, BFA, Independent Expenditure Group, led by, as you mentioned, Saturday, Pat Finken. Pat Finken, a high school friend of John Hovind's and the longtime Republican Party activist. So your point is that isn't fair, or in other words, there is the ability to have, you could have done exactly the same thing, right? You can go out and say, hey,
absolutely,
hey,
no,
Emma,
there's no,
right?
There's no whining or complaining from me at all. They did what they did. They thought they did. I mean, it showed really that they were quite desperate to turn the tide. But what I'm getting at, just for your benefit and others in the media, is just, I think this is a moment of self-reflection. I believe that had my former campaign manager and friend put those smear pieces out, you and others would have been all over it. But, you know, when it's the other way around. So it's just a recognition of the different handling of how the media addresses things when it's the establishment candidate versus a challenger.
My response was to put you on and allow you a chance to address all those, which you also did on Saturday. So I think, you know, it's part of the process. And there are independent expenditures allowed. And if, you know, so I...
Oh, yeah.
You're not alleging any wrongdoing here. You're just saying it should be pointed out that there is a...
No, I mean, I'm affirming that what was in that piece and those texts were lies, but it's no wrongdoing. Pat Finken can do that. It's legal.
Yeah, and what the campaign did was point out some of your votes, which, by the way, was done through the whole process of, you know, the scorecard to suggest that Republican legislators were rhino.
Well,
it's the game that's played in politics.
If we're going to go down this alley in this discussion, pointing out votes, you can point out a person's vote accurately, and you can point out a person's vote inaccurately, intentionally misrepresenting. You know, so I'm not about to say that we can equivocate these things. I'm happy. So John Hovind pointed out my abortion vote in 2013. No problem with that. I have to accept that. I have to account for that and explain that to the voters, right? That's very negative, very effective, but it's also truthful. There were many other things where he allegedly pointed out a vote completely inaccurate. There, for instance, pointing out that I defunded the Attorney General and voted to defund the Highway Patrol, complete misrepresentations to the point that they are overt lies. So, I don't know how far you want to go down.
All I was getting at is
the different handling in the media.
Many of the legislators would say the same thing happened about them in these district meetings. That's all I'm getting at. When you get into saying you voted one way and then the context behind is different, it happens. I'd like to spend the time saying, what do you think your supporters should do now? What is you called for unity at the convention. What will that unity look like?
Exactly. Well, I called for unity in the sense that unity is not that we have the same, that everyone has exactly the same position. That's the Borg or the Hive or whatever. But I'm calling for unity in that we try and do what we can to be united, and it can come work a little bit better on both ends. On the establishment side, instead of putting up walls, they should try and embrace these people. Can you imagine any party, political party, having issue with the fact that we have record number of people attending the convention? They need to be embraced. We need to listen to the fact that it's possible we as a party need to become more conservative and adhere to the platform better, and not go against that message by saying you're trying to divide us. On the side of the conservatives, I think if they go in with the idea that we need to work with the people, not work against them, work with the people, and that they're not all our enemy. The people that are on the conservative side are very passionate, and they're accustomed to thinking, believing, and experiencing that they get shut down or that things aren't fair, and so they go in a little bit more antagonistically or cantankerous because they're expecting the pushback. So it kind of works together. The two sides could work together, and we could move the party to become more conservative. And the those that are more progressive, you know, there's another party for them. And there's nothing wrong with shedding the progressive Republicans and letting them join the Democrats.
Yeah, so my my question is, can you stick around, Rick, for the next segment?
Yes. Yes.
All right, let's do another segment. I want to flush out what Work with the People looks like and what we should be united behind, because I think that's important. What can we do? What can we do now going forward? Rick Becker, our guest, will continue on What's on Your Mind. By the way, Barry Schaefer coming up as well today.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I am inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.